Networks sometimes forget that events, whether face-to-face, online, internal or external, are in fact part of your communications. Ideally, every event should have a key message and finish with a call to action. So don't forget to run all these tips and your existing comms strategy through the lens of your events too. We've got a couple of examples of how networks have approached events with a specific focus on how they work as external communications. An organisation in the travel industry would normally spend a lot of their marketing budget on flying clients into an exciting location for their annual conference. But in the year of lockdown, they decided that rather than cancel, they would take it online. This allowed a potentially more diverse crowd to attend than usual. And it was decided to ask the Ability Network to help them and challenge them on how they could make this more inclusive. What began as a consultative exercise evolved into something more, as the network leaders proved their maturity in this space and understanding of the organisation's needs. Instead of hiding their contribution in the background, they chose to moderate a large number of the key talks and panel discussions. This showed their commitment to inclusion front and centre of their major marketing event. It opened up a new line of inquiry for their clients and kick-started a reframing of how they talk about global travel opportunities. The key communication message was, "We've all experienced more restrictions in what we can do with our free time and limited spare funds. We now want to consider this more carefully in future, even in a back-to-business situation." Their call to action was to intentionally seek more inclusive opportunities to open further business partnerships. In the second example, a gender network in a telecommunications company partnered with an arts festival to explore the lesser-known acronym of STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Maths. The network felt that coding camps for young women were overplayed, and for a change of pace, invested in an unconference where communities from tech and arts set their own workshop agendas. They aimed to explore how they could reframe the idea that getting more women into the industry was about increasing the engineering degree pipeline, and how by including arts and humanities professionals in the interview and apprenticeship process, they could gain a more diverse workforce, not only in gender, but thought too. Their key message was, "As an organisation, we want to cast a wider net for our recruitment and benefit from more diverse experiences." The call to action for the tech community was to challenge recruitment ads which called for specific qualifications, and for the arts educators, to let their students know the full breadth of opportunities that could be open to them by exploring their options. As ever, you can hear more examples of how network leaders have approached external comms in your materials tab.